Coming down from the trail onto the parking lot, proceed west to your left through the parking lot. North beyond the tennis courts and grassy area is the North Gate House. In 1934, the men of the CCC built the North and West Gatehouses, which are nearly identical. They are meant to resemble rustic cabins and to blend in to the park's landscape. The gatehouses were two of the earliest projects undertaken after the CCC camp was established. North beyond the gatehouse, you came through it if you used that entrance, is an unusual two-lane covered bridge. This is not its original location, nor had there once been a bridge just like it there or anywhere else in Brown County. The bridge is, however, the oldest existing wooden covered bridge in Indiana, built in 1838 on an early state road over 50 miles northwest of here in Putnam County. When it was threatened with demolition, as state highways were improved and expanded in the 1920s and 30s, the state moved the bridge to its present location here at Brown County in 1932. You will find an exhibit on the bridge in the Abe Martin Lodge. It is important to realize that this sort of bridge would not have been built in Brown County, which, although it has many streams to cross, was for many decades very isolated and sparsely populated. There were no major roads running through the county with traffic heavy enough to warrant such a bridge. A two-lane covered bridge is unusual, and the few built in Indiana were on important, well-traveled routes. Brown County's isolation and rugged terrain, those factors that make up its appeal, added to the difficulties of developing the state park in the late 1920s. The public could not easily reach the property. The railroad only came as close as Helmsburg, several miles to the northwest. Roads were few and extremely poor. More and more people acquired automobiles in the 1920s and even during the Depression of the 1930s, and continued to go for drives as an inexpensive leisure activity. The Indiana State Highway Commission, established in 1919, worked frantically to keep up with the demand for more and better roads. The success of Brown County State Park, and this was true of most of Indiana's other state parks as well, relied heavily on a system of decent roads. The New Deal played a large part in this as well. The CCC worked on the roads within the park, but it was primarily the Works Progress Administration, another New Deal agency, that improved and expanded federal, state, and county roads in the 1930s. These factors coming together at the same time, demand for recreation, demand for roads, and the government-sponsored programs to meet those demands, contributed to the immense success of Brown County State Park.